Damien Chazelle joins a short list of accomplished Hollywood directors trying their hands at multiple genres. Here he joins, I guess, the most famous example would be Howard Hawks. But after his first film, Whiplash, had J.K. Simmons win an Oscar, and Miles Teller kind of come up from where he was into the public consciousness. We see Chazelle try to do the same for the unknown Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone. Just kidding. Actually, in this case, he starts with an A-lister and goes up from there. But what this really is a celebration of Los Angeles in a way that we haven't seen since Robert Altman directed Shortcuts based on the short stories of Raymond Chandler transposed into Los Angeles. This is an old-time song and dance triple threat, as he used to say, acting, dancing, singing. Gosling and Emma Stone both show off their chops in acting and in singing and in even doing some tap dancing. What about La La Land is infectious? Well, from the very first frame of the movie, which starts out as a dance number shot in one take in the middle of an L.A. traffic bumper-to-bumper, with all of the different characters you expect to find in Los Angeles, including skateboarders and frustrated horn honkers. But this is about people who are native to the LA area, and that is to say people who want to work in show business. And so it's a love story about the eternal sunshine. And what we have is Emma Stone playing a wannabe actress and Ryan Gosling playing a wannabe jazz musician. And as the movie sort of is somewhat about the dying form of jazz, and it involves an old theater, movie theater that people no longer go to movies to see, including Rebel Without a Cause and Emma Stone developing a one-woman play. And what we have is the tension between being creative and being commercially successful and balancing those out as they are seen in everyday life of the inhabitants of La La Land itself, the nature of fantasy versus reality, and those who have dedicated their life to trying to lift people up from their dreary existence and transport them into a universe where sun and sand and dance and music and poetry all move the human spirit in a way that just doesn't quite happen in the normal, everyday mundacity of the human existence. Is it good? Yes. Is it going to win an Oscar? Yes. How many Oscars is it going to win? That much we don't know. Will it win Best Picture? Will it win Best Director? Not certain. But what is certain is that if you wanted to win, if you did want to get a movie nominated for Best Picture and Best Director and some acting, it wouldn't be a bad idea to create a movie about the golden age of Hollywood and to sort of set it up as a metaphor for the dying art of film and the art of going to the theater and to essentially make this century's version of Singing in the Rain and cast two lovely actors in the roles. And then also have it have as its ending a sort of at once both incredibly depressing and incredibly hopeful and tearfully joyous in its multiplicity without giving away a spoiler. Okay, fine, it's a spoiler. In the end, here's a spoiler alert. Emma Stone ends up with a sort of a boring guy and has a baby but becomes a famous actress, and Ryan Gosling stays a tortured artist but becomes successful. But they're not together, although for one brilliant moment as she sees him perform in the artistry of their creative endeavors, they will never be apart. And that is the magic of movies, in that for a two-hour spell, you can sit there completely unbound from space and time. And in that lovely world, you can play out the love story of your dreams.